In Argentina, public protest against the now 8-week-old freeze on personal bank accounts show no signs of dying out. Lately, the most violent incidents have taken place in the provinces, where the economic collapse is more advanced than in the relatively well-to-do capital, Buenos Aires. In many provinces, the monetary system itself is breaking down. NPR's Martin Costi reports now from the city of La Plata.
If you're looking for signs of Argentina's economic meltdown, all you have to do is take the train out of Buenos Aires. As the train clears the city limits, the vendors appear, boarding at every stop. These out-of-work men sell everything, crossword puzzles, plastic combs, even tangos. Silver-haired Mario Jorge used to sing this tango in nightclubs in the 1950s. Now he rides the trains between provincial railroad stations, hoping to earn a peso or two per song. But the farther he gets from Buenos Aires, the more likely it is he won't earn any pesos at all. Instead, he'll get patacones. Patacones are promissory notes, money-shaped IOUs issued by provincial governments that have run out of real money. Arturo Eduardo Wilkes runs a kiosk in the provincial capital of La Plata. He says patacones have almost completely displaced the Argentine peso.
La mayoría patacones, porque esta es una zona donde son todos empleados públicos.
Most people pay in patacones, Wilkes says, because in this city, so many people are public employees, and patacones are what public employees earn these days. Officially, the province says it will redeem the patacones for pesos in a couple of years, with a little interest. But no one believes this will ever happen, and people pass the IOUs around in a game of hot potato, hoping not to get stuck with the scrip when it's finally worth nothing. Even now, Wilkes says he can't use it to pay his rent, and the telephone company lets him pay only a fraction of his bill with the IOUs. As Wilkes talks about patacones, a customer appears in the kiosk window. Holding out a 2-patacón note, the customer wants to buy cigarettes. Wilkes points at the empty cigarette display. I accept patacones, but the cigarette distributor does not, Wilkes says, so I haven't been able to restock. The IOUs are spreading throughout the country. They're called patacones here in La Plata, but off in Tucumán they're called tucus. La Plata waiter Walter Pinto, who earns nothing but patacones, says it seems as if Argentina is fragmenting.
They have different kinds of provincial bonds in Córdoba, in Neuquén, in Jujuy. If I want to visit Córdoba or Santa Fe or Entre Ríos, I can't, because with the patacón, I can't move from this spot.
Provincial Argentines feel even more cut off when they try to leave the country, as Pinto found out when he thought about taking his family to Uruguay on holiday.
It's not worth anything. I called Uruguay to see if they were quoting an exchange rate, even if just for the minimum value. But no way, they said. No patacones.
This is a hard blow for Argentines who've become used to spending South America's strongest currency. Throughout most of the 1990s, an Argentine peso was almost as good as a U.S. dollar, and Argentine tourists lived like kings on the beaches of Brazil and Uruguay. But more serious than ruined vacations is the very real possibility that Argentines will die because of the patacones. In this publicly run hospital in La Plata, cardiac patients have been waiting for critical surgery for weeks. This nurse, who doesn't want to be identified by name, says the cardiac department is barely functioning. Cardiac valves, blood filters, sutures, we're missing all the imported supplies, the nurse says, and she indicates a critically ill middle-aged man who's waiting for a pacemaker. Unfortunately, pacemakers are also imported, and the provincial health service is having trouble buying them with patacones. The lack of faith in the regional IOUs has aggravated an already tense atmosphere. The looting and the vandalism that toppled President Fernando de la Rúa last month started in the provinces, and even now the hinterlands are the scene of the most attacks on banks and local government buildings. The capital, Buenos Aires, is relatively calm right now, but the city government there is now also considering issuing IOUs of its own. Martin Costi, NPR News, La Plata, Argentina.